This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked. Lockdown number two of USA Prepares. You know, we're talking about the Baltimore Harbor crash. And we said that it seems like it could be something nefarious, could be deliberate. Actually, I think it is. So my opinion is I think it's been caused deliberately. Well, the current administration said, no, there's no terrorism involved. And now they're saying, we're going to look into terrorism. That's the way the Biden administration works. They change course because they don't know what they're doing. And so here's something that just made the media, and I'm just kind of interrupting today's class with this. Because this is something that we've talked about in the past, and this is the exclamation point. So what happens to that oil that you changed your engine, you bring it back to the big box auto store? So you buy new oil, and you drain out the old oil out of your engine, and it's black and brown and filthy, and you bring it back for what's called recycling. And I maintained that it's really not recycled. It's burned as fuel in ships. Well, here it is. There's an article in MSN.com. So that's mainstream media, right? So this article says that heavy marine fuel loaded into ships in port is mixed with what is called cutter stock. It's prone to being loaded with contaminants and is not closely regulated. Such dirty fuel could have gummed up all the fuel lines on the ship. We're talking about Dolly, the ship Dolly. It says that waste products from refineries and other industrial applications have made their way illegally into shipping fuel, known as bunker fuel. The supply chain for bunker fuel is long and relatively opaque. The report states, as a result, bunker fuel has become the final destination for leftovers of the refining process. Merchant ships, the report states, then effectively function as incinerators for the refining industry. Inspectors have found that bunker fuel contaminated with used motor oil and byproducts from the manufacture of plastics, rubber, cosmetics, fertilizer, even paper goods. In the case of the Dolly, the possibility of a cyber attack should not be dismissed. It's also possible that the ship purely had a mechanical failure of one of its critical systems. Dirty fuel, the dirty fuel conjecture comes from observers with limited direct information about the ship. Okay, so the bottom line is, what happens to your used motor oil? It gets mixed in with other petroleum products, waste products from refineries, and is incinerated. So it's still what I maintained before, that the reason that the lubricity additives, the anti-wear additives, the anti-rust additives, the additive package that made motor oils great, was removed because of pollution by the EPA. So then, if you think about that, what pollution? You all recycle your motor oil, right? Your used motor oil, your used engine oil. Well, how is it recycled? It's burned. It's burned, and those contaminants go into the atmosphere. So it's not you polluting, it's large ships and what they call recycling of used engine oil. It's not recycled, class. It's burned. If you think that they take your used engine oil and they put it in a cracker, a catalytic cracker, and come up with new engine oil without all the debris, no, it's just burned. And I think we're going to find out in the coming weeks, months, and years, maybe even decades, that the Dalle was intentionally sabotaged. That's what I think. But don't believe a word I say. Don't believe anything I say. Don't believe what you hear, see, or read in the media, even USA Prepares. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah. So I want to jump. I agree with you, Vince. I don't know what's going on with this. And I know that this recycling thing is nothing more than a huge scam. That's all it is, the whole thing. But I want to jump back. I was mentioning the hog because I was talking to someone recently about that and how that my grandparents would use everything on the hog. And the reason I mentioned this is because unless you have had to live like that, you don't understand the intensity and the necessity of preserving everything. It made such strong people. My dad used to have to ride, and he caused a cow that they had. They had a few cows. They had a milk cow, and they would raise four other beef cows, and they had one bull that they used for breeding. But he, every morning before school, he trained one of these cows to take a bit and bridle because he didn't want to have to walk. So necessity created an opportunity. And Dad would ride this cow with the other cows out to a farmer's field. And this where the cows would graze all day long. And he did that before school. And in 12 years of school, he never missed one single day. He had perfect attendance all the way through high school. So, and then after school, he would walk out where the cows were, put the bit and bridle back in the cow's mouth with his dog, and herd the cows with the cow he was riding back home. Unless you've had, they did that to survive. The reason that they took and took every last part of a hog and used it was for survival when nobody had money. Vince, I remember one time I was talking to my grandma, and she had told me a story that she had a quart of pickled pig's feet in a quart jar. And she needed some denim fabric. And a friend of hers happened to have 4 yards of denim. And she traded those pickled pig's feet for 4 yards of denim so that she could get on her old sewing machine. And it was a hand treadle type sewing machine that you operated with your foot and would make clothes for my grandpa, make jeans for my grandpa and their 3 sons, my dad and his 2 brothers. But they would do stuff like that because nobody had any money. It took everything you had, just of any little bit of money that you could make, just to buy a few of the necessities that you couldn't grow. I mentioned before my dad's idea of recreation would be to they played war. Dad would build slingshots out of wood and old inner tube that were no good. These kind of things, unless you've had to live like that, you don't understand what it is when people I should back up here. I'm getting a little wound up. Sorry about this, Vince. Here's the thing. People that had to live and do things like that, or even have to live off of what they grow now, or choose to live off of what they grow now, to the extent that they do that, they understand something that the GDP does not. And that is the nuts and bolts and nitty gritty of how to make things work and how to make life work when you don't have anything. It's important to know how to make things work, how to work around things, how to be able to do what's called a workaround. Well, I couldn't do this, so I did this, and then I did that, and then that allowed me to accomplish the first thing that I wanted to get done. When you have to live like that, on a consistent basis, you learn things. That's what the old-timers used to call common sense. It became common to work around things that you didn't have. You made do. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make, and that's why that comment of that lady or whoever that was that made that comment to you just went to my, just really boiled me, because unless they've had to live it, trying to live off of vegetables, even you look up modern information on trying to live on vegetables, and they'll tell you your energy level will decrease. The only reason you can live on vegetables is because you have all kinds of special supplements you have to take. You can't get enough omega-3 and omega-6 and fats to be able to work hard. You will eventually work yourself or live or try to live that way. You will live yourself right to death quickly. Do we consume too much? Probably. Do we consume too much meat? Probably. You can make do with a lot less than what we live on. But I will tell you, if you go out and you have to work all day long in a garden, if you've ever had to do that, which I have, and Vince I'm sure has, if you ever had to work most of the day out there, I remember when I was a little kid, my mom would send me out there to hoe the garden, hoe the corn, and there was a lot of corn. And just being out there for 3 hours, hoeing the corn, cutting the weeds as they were coming up next to the corn, learning how not to cut the corn stalks, how not to cut the corn roots, learning how to do that. And you're out there for 3 hours in the sun doing it with a hat on, of course. But still, you learn how to, if you do that a few times, I'll tell you what, it makes the corn stalks valuable. It makes the ears of corn valuable to you, because you've invested in it. Do you learn as you do it a little bit what's a better way to do it? As you go along, well, man, how hard could it be? You just take a hoe and go along there and whack the ground. Not really. Not until you've had to live it and do it. I'll tell you, the reality of our country is that we are so far removed from being an agrarian society that we literally have lost common sense almost completely. And it's given birth to the ludicrous, stupid ideas that we try to formulate in our minds because we don't have a basis in real life.
Yeah, I've got some comments. Yeah, I've got some comments about what you've said. I'm in total agreement.
Radio.
We'll be right back.
Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Kyle's with us in Montana. And just to put an exclamation point on what Kyle was saying, I remember, you know, my dad was born in the 20s, 1920s, and he lived through the first Great Depression. And I remember asking him, so, Dad, what did things cost? I asked him a bunch of times, not every day, but several times over my life. What did things cost? And it always was the same answer. Vinny, it didn't matter. Nobody had any money. It didn't matter what it cost. You know, I was just wondering, what were prices like? He said it didn't matter. But he did say, you know, people who had big jobs were selling apples on the corner for 5 cents a piece. That he did say. And there was an expression that I heard him say a couple times. Not every day, but a couple times. And when the topic turned to pigs or hogs, he said, yeah, they used to use everything of the pig except the squeal. And that's what Kyle was saying. They used to use everything of the pig except the squeal, even the feet. So let's relate that to today. So you've got a garden, and your garden's growing really well. And, you know, the first tomato you get, wow, this is great, and you have your first tomato. And then and a couple days later, you have more than one tomato. You actually have a few. And so you start eating tomatoes and making tomato salad and adding some peppers. And so you can eat vegetables from the garden. Everything's good. And then the production ramps up and up and up. And then it peaks and then it goes to decline. So then you have fewer and fewer and fewer tomatoes, you know, with each successive day. And so you get to the point where, you know, the tomatoes don't look all that good. They've got some defects in them. But you don't have very many left. So what do you do? So instead of saying, oh, I'm not going to eat that tomato, it's scarred. just throw it, you know, over the fence for the chickens. No, 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 no. At that point, what you do is you take that paring knife and you cut off the bad spots and you eat the tomato. And that's what the Depression was like. If you had a meal and you actually had enough to eat for that meal, I'm not saying be a glutton. I'm just saying if you had enough to eat, that was a great thing. What a great day that was. That's where we're going. That's where we're going. And so, you know, when that person, that gal that sent me that email, was saying, you know, you can do it on less than an acre. Well, okay, you can have a garden in less than an acre, absolutely. My grandparents did. But they had to buy a lot of things. Like they had to buy fertilizer, and they had to buy chickens, and then they had to get some chicken feed. And then, so there were a lot of inputs, and what I was trying to say, and maybe it wasn't clear enough to her, was that to be somewhat self-sufficient, you're going to have a minimum of 40 acres. And that means if you want to heat, you can't grow enough trees and cut them down on less than an acre. You cannot do it. It's impossible. Okay, and if you want to have horse manure and cow manure, you need more than an acre. You need 40 acres to have cows that will have enough cow poop in order to put that as fertilizer in your garden. And if you want to compost it, which is a great thing, that's what we do, you need more than an acre. You need 40 acres to be somewhat self-sufficient. And as I said, 5 acres is way better than a third of an acre. And 10 acres is better than that. And 20 acres is better than that. And 40 acres is better than that. And up until the point where you can't manage it anymore. So the average size of a farm around here in Missouri is 250 acres. Now, why is that? Because that's the maximum size that most family farms can handle. They can't handle 500. It's impossible without a lot of money, a lot of machinery, and some hired labor. Now, if you want to do it as a family, 250 acres is about it. And that's a stretch. And it's hard. And it's 24/7. And if you talk about why people don't heat with wood for, you know, virtually for free, it's because it's too hard. And why do people not use powdered laundry detergent? It's too hard. It's too hard. Just use that pod. And why do people have a Lazy Boy and a remote control? Because it's too hard to change the volume and to go and change the channel. It's too hard to get up. And why do they have instant microwave meals? Because it's too hard to cook. We're fat and lazy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. He said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years, and that a preliminary report should be released in 2 to 4 weeks.
There still remain many people missing in the wake of that concert hall terror attack in Russia last week. So far, the Kremlin's confirmed a death toll of 143 in Friday's ISIS-K assault. However, there are still as many as 100 people missing and unaccounted for. Russia's investigative committee published a list of names identifying those who are confirmed dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black.
Today.
God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I gave you a quote from Albert Einstein. So here it is. Quote, only two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity, and I'm not sure about the former. End quote. That's Albert Einstein. It goes on to say, even the faintest and furthest star, resting at the very edge of the universe, implies a boundary. What knows no bounds is the depth to which the folly of man can reach. That's Albert Einstein. He's saying we are stupid. And he was absolutely positively correct. We are. And the proof of it is people would rather go to Disney than repair the roof on their house. People are interested in the short run rather than the long run. And that's what happened with Boeing. Boeing was interested in speed and profit. And because of that, it cost three top executives their positions. And we said that's what should happen. But it should happen to a whole bunch of companies. What should happen is that when the leaders of corporate America and the boards of directors who approve the leadership and the direction, when a company goes awry like that and puts lives at risk, pollutes the planet, lies, cheats, and steals, and doesn't honor their warranties, those people should all be arrested, tried, convicted, and put in prison. Breach of the public trust is a big thing to me, and politicians do it 24/7. It's almost like it's a mantra for them. Lie, lie, lie. It's like people who are politicians are natural-born liars, and then they go to politics school to learn how to do it better. That's what it looks like to me. And I believe that people who make campaign promises and then don't fulfill those campaign promises, because the villagers vote for people based on what they say they're going to do. If they don't do it, they should be tried for breach of contract, an oral contract, and they should be imprisoned. That's what should happen. And then if we started doing that, then future politicians would say, remember Joe Dokes? Remember what happened to him? They put him in prison because he lied, or he stole, or he cheated, or he embezzled, or he was involved in insider trading with stock positions. That's what should happen. All these people at high levels who lie, cheat, and steal their way to the top should be imprisoned. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah. So what I want to do here, you know, I had a son. He died, but I had a son one time that used to do a lot of thinking. He was quite a thinker, and he's very, very, very smart guy. One time he was looking at this project I give him to do, and I told him, he was still just kind of sitting there looking at it, and I told him, I said, you know something? 30 minutes of doing that project is going to teach you a whole lot more than all day of sitting there thinking about it. So what we're trying to say here is this. What's the solution? The solution is, if you only have 1 acre, turn half of it into a garden. Do everything you can to turn half of it into a garden. If you have 3 acres, try to turn an acre. I'll guarantee you, if you have you and your wife, just the two people, will work yourself into a frazzle by the time you grow enough food on that 1 acre and get it all canned and preserved for the winter, and it still will not be enough to feed you plumb through the winter, more than likely. Depending on where you live, you got to learn how to put up a greenhouse. That's a solution. That's doing something about it. If you've got 3 acres, get you some chickens. Learn what it's like to have to call out and butcher chickens. Do some research on which breeds are going to be useful for meat and eggs. But determine before you do that what you want to be able to produce more of. Do you want to have more eggs, or do you want to have more meat, or do you need both? If you're going to just raise chickens and say, man, I can barter these eggs for all kinds of stuff if things get hard. I can sell these eggs like crazy and brings me in a little extra money, and it pays for the chickens, and I can buy meat chickens if I need to. Or it will pay for me raising meat chickens every year. If I order Cornish cross meat chickens every year, this will pay for them. I can charge enough of these eggs to be able to raise these Cornish cross hens and Cornish cross chickens and butcher them myself and do it. Do it yourself. And then you've got some room to talk. then you've got some experience to be able to share with somebody. If you've got 5 acres, maybe you could raise some goats. You could get goats and chickens and ducks, because there's people that can't digest the protein in chicken eggs very well that can eat duck eggs. There's a market for that. What can you barter and trade off for duck eggs? What breeds work best for that? Which ones are the better egg producers? Which ones will actually live longest and produce the most eggs? Those are solutions for the position of where you're at right now. If you have 10 acres, you might be able to have 4 or 5 acres of just woods. Well, that starts your wood production. You can learn to take which trees to take down, how fast they grow back, how much you're going to have to buy. If you've got 10 acres, that gives you more options. The more land you have, the more options that you have. Just like Vince says, there's a reason that the old adage was, 160 acres. They let you homestead 160 acres. Because they figured back then that if you had to work it yourself, of course, this is kind of pre-machinery, so to speak. If you had a couple of horses and a plow, you get out there and you work 40 acres with a horse and plow. My grandpa did it and told me lots of stories about it. Anyway, if you had to do that all day long, you literally worked yourself into a lather, as they used to say. My grandpa said we'd work ourselves right into a lather because they would be exhausted by the time they got home that evening. And it would be days and days and days of hard work to be able to do that. But they ate. They had food. When you boil life down, you've got to have food, water, shelter, warmth. You've got to be able to provide warmth for your family. And the hard thing to wrap your mind around when it comes to, like, wood stoves is that right now here in Montana, we have to still run a wood stove. We had last week, we had 4 degrees here. Well, you got to run that wood stove just like it was the middle of winter. And here it is spring. So if it's your only heat and you don't want to dress in woolens all day long and run around in a coat in your house, you're going to have to keep the house warm. That means even if it's springtime and it gets down to 35 degrees at night, that's too cold in the house because your house will be about 55. But if you don't have any heat in it by the end of the morning, so you got to start a little fire. I'm burning way less wood right now than I did in the middle of winter. But I'm still having to burn some wood because it is our heat source. That just gives you an idea of a thought of doing something and learning how can I cut this cost? How can I, if I look at a limb on a tree, this is just another little example. If I look at a limb on a tree and it's about 2 inches in diameter, I whack that thing up because it'll go in the fire. I am not going to throw it out there and burn it to get rid of it. I don't. We take and we will turn the small little tiny twigs into biochar, which will go into the garden and mixed with chicken manure and fish guts and anything else I can think of to throw in there for a garden fertilizer. We turn that back into the garden. It's not wasted. But I'll guarantee you, when you have little tiny fires that you need in the springtime, you want to take the chill off of the house, you can put 7 or 8 of those little tiny 2-inch wide limbs that I cut off of a tree, grow 6, 7, 8 of them in there. They burn up fast. The wood stove gets warm, takes the chill off the house, and everybody's a little better off. So you don't throw it away. You don't waste it. You learn to do things like anything you every let's put it this way, everything that you would normally have thought of to throw away or disregard, you start thinking about and regarding how much of this land do I have here that I could actually put to use? What is the solution for a problem that I might have? What is the solution for the problem I might have? Maybe it's storage. What might you have need for a solution? Maybe it's an extra freezer. What is a problem that could come up that you can prepare by creating a solution for that problem beforehand? That's the whole entire thought process of preparedness. Preparedness is creating a solution for a problem that you can foresee and take care of before it happens. That's why I was talking about if you've got only 1 acre of ground to do something with it, if you can't sell it and get out of Dodge, do something with what you've got. You'll be better off than you were. You will be better off than you were. And that's the whole idea of what Vince and I talk about constantly. Hello? Are you on there, Vince?
Yeah, I am. You know, I'm listening intently to what you're saying, Kyle. And here's another component to that. So if you have a third of an acre, do you think you can have a wood stove burning where your neighbor has a third of an acre and you all have a third of an acre? Do you think you can have a wood stove burning if you have 1 acre? There are wood fire bans all over the country. I'm talking about fireplaces. I'm talking about wood stoves. I'm talking about wood furnaces because people don't want to smell the smoke. 40 acres is enough distance, so that doesn't happen.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Smith, and I've got a couple quick comments. So we had a camper come over here and visit with us, spend days. And my goal was to teach her 10 things that she didn't think about. So she wanted to spend a little bit of time with me, and I agreed. So I showed her some of the fields, and I showed her what 40 acres was. She wanted to get about 100 acres. She wants to buy a farm. And I showed her what 40 acres was, and I think she was shocked, absolutely shocked, at how big 40 acres is. And so, class, how big is it? It's 1,320 feet long. So 40 acres is a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile. And that's 1,320 feet long, 1,320 feet deep. So if you want to visualize what that's like, in urban environments, power poles are set 125 feet apart. That'd be 10 and a half power poles by 10 and a half power poles. If you're in a rural setting, power poles are set 300 feet apart. That's roughly four and a half power poles by four and a half power poles. If you think that you have problems now, that's nothing compared to what happens when your garbage company stops picking up garbage. And you have 1 acre, and then you have 2 bags of garbage every week. And there's no place to get rid of it. So your neighbors start burning plastic bags and bleach bottles and detergent bottles and all the rest of it. You're all going to asphyxiate. You need 40 acres. I mean, I'm not backing down from that. It's immutable with me. The bottom line is you're going to have to burn your own trash, which means that you're going to, when you shop, you're going to not want to buy it in plastic because you don't want to burn the plastic. Now, farmers used to take the tin cans from, you know, vegetables, and they would burn them. And what would happen is the burning would remove any plating that's on them, and they would rust, and they would decompose. That's what they did because they had to. So if you go to any farm, there has been a burn barrel or a burn pit or a burn something to get rid of the trash. Now, jars are still there, the glass jars. Plastic is a huge problem. And we just got notification from our trash company that, wow, the old trash company sold to a new, bigger company. And first thing to happen, trash prices went up 25% instantly. Instantly. And then the new company said, don't y'all be putting more than 2 bags out because we're not going to take it. And your trash has to be in a trash can with a lid. Farmers aren't used to that. Farmers are used to using old dog food bags, old feed bags for trash bags. They want in plastic bags. It's going to be a war. It's going to be a war between the farmers and the trash companies. Mark my words. Kyle?
It will be. You know, the reason that I say, you know, if you've got an acre, go out there and make a garden, you know, try to break up, make your garden of, you know, try, you know, 50 feet by 50 feet. Just take that out and pick you up a good use quality rototiller and just try to till that up. Just go out there and you might figure out real quick that, man, these front-tine rototillers about beat the fire out of me. I feel like I'd been in a fight with Mike Tyson by the time you finish that. You won't even get a couple of rows first time out before you will be beat to death. Oh, then maybe I should have thought about getting a rear-tine tiller. Okay, well, I got a rear-tine tiller now. All right, so I learned something. I learned something. That's why doing it gives you expertise and understanding. You know, there's a whole deal in Scripture where it says, to your knowledge, add understanding. Understanding is being able to take knowledge and implement it in a correct manner. If you can't do that, you're wasting time, energy, effort, everything, calories, all of it. I agree with Vince. 40 acres is the best. But take what you've got. If you can't move and you can, or you could just get, you can only afford 5 acres, get 5 acres. Turn an acre of it into a garden. Try it. You will learn so much just by doing that. Figure out something else that you can grow on 5 acres that's barterable to be able to get the wood that you need to keep you warm through the winter. You know, if some old boy hasn't got no food to eat, but he's got a chainsaw and a pickup, and he can give you a load of wood for, you know, 10 dozen eggs, if he's hungry, he'll do it. So learn how to barter. Learn how to trade. Learn what things are worth. Learn what you can do. Create a solution. Like I said, preparedness is about thinking of a problem and creating a solution to it before it happens. So you've got a little bit of time here, but our time is running out in this country. I guarantee you it's running out faster than anybody can wrap their mind around. Your comments, Vince, before we're done.
Yeah, Kyle, first of all, I thank you for your wealth of knowledge and sharing that with our class. And you're talking about a 50 by 50 foot garden. That's 2,500 square feet, class. That is a little bit larger than the average size home. It will beat you to death. I'll bet you if you build a 10 foot by 10 foot garden and you use a spade and a pitchfork and a pick to break that ground, you're going to be worn out with a 10 foot by 10 foot garden. Seriously. But you should do it. Kyle, thank you so much. Class, thank you so much for being with us today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.